Indians are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, welcome to Fort Recovery Indian Baseball here at Fort Recovery. It's the Indians and the Anzonia Tigers. Game number 8 on the Indians season. They're 6-1 coming into today's non-league battle against the Tigers. Tigers come in 0-4. Indians coming off an impressive 11-0 victory over the Greenville Green Wave on Saturday in a game that was supposed to be a doubleheader, but they only played one because of the conditions. But today, it is balmy, beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Okay.
Huh? Heaven.
There isn't snow on the ground. We'll put it that way.
It is heaven out right now. Well, okay, maybe not. All right.
37 degrees. Snow flurries.
There's snow flurries in 37. But, Calpy, we make it through today. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
I do see some higher temperatures.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Calpy. And he was down there at Greenville on Saturday. Indians with an impressive 11-0 win behind the strong pitching of Reese Rogers.
Reese was fabulous, Bob. He gave up 2 hits, and one was an infield single, and the other one got up the middle. And Greenville's a pretty solid club. I mean, hats off to Reese. He pitched a heck of a ball game. Complete game. I have no idea how many pitches he threw in that game, but we know it was very few.
You didn't keep it?
No, we didn't keep it. Well, I got there already in the bottom of the first, so I was running a little bit tardy, but in the end, it was a good ball game. We knocked out, I think, 8 hits, I think we had in our book, Neil, and they just, it snowballed for them in one inning, and we just kicked their butt. So tonight, we got Anzonia, and I don't know much about these guys, and I don't know what they got.
They come in 0-4. They lost twice to Mississippi Cinnawall. Minster no-hit him first game of the year. They're young. Game that the Indians should be able to come out here, take care of business, get out of here, stay healthy, get a win, and get ready for what proves to be a tough week of baseball and something we're looking forward to.
I can't wait to get into this league here this week. And you know, we had a tough one last week. Our opener was against Delphus with 1-8 innings. We won that ball game 1-0. And that's back-to-back years. We had tough ones with Delphus. I'm telling you what, it was a fun game to watch. And this week we got St. Henry and New Bremen. And tell you what, both of those teams are solid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Indians taking a field right now. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to turn it over to Spencer. We're going to pay some bills. Come back, first pitch, Indian baseball.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
insurance agency.
You have cell phones,
Dad? Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Ford Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, Betsy, we're back here at Fort Sight Field. We got a new name every week.
Yeah.
Let me go over the Anzunia lineup real quick. Jacob Longenecker will be leading off playing in center field. Ethan Fisher will be playing second base, batting second. Tyler Neal will be in right field, batting third. Ryan Fortkamp will be the catcher, batting fourth. Caleb Jones will be at third base, batting fifth. Jarvis Twaits will be the shortstop. He'll be batting sixth. Ethan Hamrick will be first baseman, batting seventh. Reese Stahman will be the pitcher this evening. Man, Bobby, we got a lot of freshmen on that team. He's a freshman starter for him. He'll be batting eighth and pitching. And Tyler Brewer will be your left fielder for the Anzunia Tigers. For the Indians, pretty much same as normal here. We got Cade Wendell leading off. Willie Hellman out in center field. Nick Twaits will be in right field, batting third. Benny Hellman's going to be doing the pitching tonight. He'll be batting fourth. Reese Rogers will be at first base. Ethan Shane out in left field. Coda Shinneberry will be behind the plate. Evan Post will be at third. And his brother Riley will be playing second base.
First pitch, buddy. Let's get them going.
Let's get them going. You want me to do the Anzunia tonight, and you do the Indians? How's that sound?
Sounds good.
First batter.
I like this lineup. I like Riley at second base.
Yeah.
I like Kate at short. Defensively, this is, arguably our best lineup defensively.
I talked to Coach Kopp a little bit after the game on Saturday, and as we get ready here for pitch number one from Benny to Jacob Longenecker. That was taken in the dirt, ball one. And the night after Cade pitches, he'll be playing second. And shortly after that. To save his arm. We were talking about that a little bit. Second pitch taken for a strike. He thinks that, between Benny and Cade, they're pretty equal at shortstop position and pretty interchangeable. He likes Benny's range at second. He likes that. There's a hard hit ball up towards center. And now about that, nice little grab by Riley Post. Line drive sort of up the middle, and Riley gets a good jump on it. Stops over there and hits that line drive. So one up, one down, and Ethan Fisher will be your batter.
He kind of made that look easier than it was.
He made it look pretty easy.
He's got a big grin on his face. I don't think it was.
That looked like it was tailing away from him, and he just went over and grabbed it.
There's a first pitch strike to Ethan Fisher, the second baseman for the Anzunia Tigers. A lot of youngsters there. That one's taken a... That's a nice pitch by Benny, just right at the old ankles, and called second strike. No balls, two strikes. There's a ball. Ooh, tough one for the Reds.
Losing Suarez. Broken thumb.
Man, I saw him get that. That had to hurt. Ooh, got him looking right there. Looked a little upstairs.
Yeah.
Got him looking right there. Strikeout number one for Benny, and that's going to bring Tyler Neal to the plate. Two up, two down here for the Tigers. Top of the first inning.
I think if it's 60 out and sunshine, that's a ball.
Could be.
But at 35 and snowing, strike.
Yep. Swing it, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, we've had several umpires doing that this year. As long as they're consistent through
nice
the game.
Nice pitch right there. Nice breaking ball by Benny. Strike number one.
Their consistency, I'm okay with just about whatever they do.
That one hurt.
Download that go off the ump's foot.
Late. Shin guard.
He's not happy with that one.
Jim Reneal's behind the plate.
Pretty heading out, talking to his pitcher. Setting things up. Here comes old Ram.
Ram Charger.
Ram Rhodes pulling in. Pulls her in until he hits the pole.
Yep. And then backs up at 2 inches.
There he hits the pole.
Yep. Taps the pole.
As close as you can get, Ram.
Yeah.
Nice pitch right there on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. We'll give you a shout out here. Fort Recovery Radio, Indian Baseball, bringing you game number
seven.
Were we 6-1?
6-1, looking to go 7-1.
This is game 8.
Yep, got an out right there. Strikeout number 2 for Benny. Nice job. And that's going to do it. 3 up, 3 down for the Tigers. And we're going to go to the bottom of the first with no score.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With a Generac whole house generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature'sGreenNursery.com.
I'm an idiot, but
don't like him.
Yeah. Hey, we're back here. First pitch. Cade Wendell leading off for your Indians. Cade, Willie, Tweetsy, Benny Holman, Reese Rogers, Ethan Shane, Cody Shinneberry, and the post boys, Evan and Riley, rounding out the Indian lineup. Indians 6-1 on the campaign, Calpe.
6-1, yes.
We got the Tigers here today, and then it starts up with the Sandra Redskins tomorrow.
Look what I got going here. Caught hell again.
Breathing.
So I got it right at the top of my nose.
No, put it. Stick her out. Yeah.
How's that?
What do you think? Can't hear you.
Can't hear me breathe.
Yeah, we talk loud anyway.
Yeah.
So. Trent Beckman umpiring out in the bases and Jim Rugel.
Reneals.
Him too. Doing the plate.
Trent's way out there. He's deeper than the right fielder.
He's
probably just jogged out there. Gets hammies loose a little bit. See, there he goes. He's ready to go. Coach Feely at first. Coach Kopp at third. Kaline leading off, left-hander, number 14. Scored a couple runs the other night, Calpe, against Greenville, and led the 8-run seventh inning.
Yes, he had a... Actually, we were talking about him. He was 0-for going into that last at bat.
Yep.
Ripped one. No, that's not true. He had a triple off
the night
wall.
Before.
Yeah, the night before.
Hit that one either short hop or hit the fence
hit
on the fly.
Harold said it hit the wall.
I was thinking it did, but it was a little hard to see. We had that block wall bouncing my head back and forth.
Was it warm in the old press box?
Not too bad. They didn't have a heater on in there, but...
We had two heaters on. But they had the door open.
Yeah, why didn't they have the door open?
So
we could see a little more?
No. So, well, maybe.
They had their speakers sitting there.
They could have moved them over an inch and closed the door, but they didn't.
So it's all right. See, like here, what we could do is we could put a speaker on the outside of this. Like, that's what they do. They just hook it up to the speaker. And yep. Here's Will Holman. Cade gets hit by a pitch. He's on at first. I expect him to take off early in the count here, as in right now. Pitch is taken, throw down, not even a throw. Cade goes in standing with a stolen base.
We stole a bunch of bases Saturday afternoon, didn't we, Spence?
Yep.
It was nonstop. Yep. To the point where the third baseman was so frustrated. We were stealing third, and the ball bounced away from him about 3 steps behind him.
He
grabbed that ball, and he threw it faster than any ball that day. He threw it to the pitcher. That was funny.
Swing and a miss on a slow curveball. Who's the pitcher there? Who we got?
Number 9.
The pitcher is Reese Stauman. Yes. He's a freshman, ain't he?
Matches up. Yeah, he's freshman.
He's a good basketball player, if I remember right. As a matter of fact, I said he had a big JV game, and I said he ought to be on the varsity team.
Yep. I think I remember that.
Gave him the big lead. Reese steps off the pitching mound. Nick Twaits on deck with Benny Holman in the hole. Lights on here at Fort Recovery.
Got to have them on in the first inning.
Unbelievable.
They were on over an hour ago.
Runner go, pitches in dirt again. Bella throw down, he's in standing. Good scoop by the third baseman. So hit by pitch, stolen base, and now the Indians in business here. The runner at third, nobody out. Makes contact here and hits it on the ground. The Indians are going to lead this one. And I like Willie's chances of driving him in. Two balls and a strike. That one's in the dirt, 3-1. Young right-hander doesn't throw very hard, Kelpie. I think because the Indians are patient.
Yeah, I think
they'll time this kid up. Because what happens is you see these guys and you're just up there. You're so antsy because you know you want to hit it. And that one's inside and tight. First two have reached now for the Ford.
We saw a little bit of that on Saturday, Bob. We had their ace started the game. And he pitched really well, and Neil and I was kind of chuckling because the first four and a half innings, I think it took, what, half hour, 45 minutes at the most?
Flying.
Then all of a sudden it went, and they brought in another reliever, and we got three runs off of him, and then he came back in, and we started hitting him. They brought in another guy, and it just kind of snowballed for him. But, boy, we buzzed through that in a hurry, but you could see when that second pitcher came in, Reese had a chance to, I think bases was loaded, one out maybe.
Yeah.
He came up, took the first pitch, and popped it up, and that was a sign of being anxious. Absolutely. On that new batter.
Here's Twaitzy playing right field tonight for Coach Gout, batting in the three hole as normal. That pitch is in there for a strike, and Willie's gone, steals base. Now we got him on second and third. Don't forget tonight, Calvin. What we got tonight on Fort Recovery Radio?
Man, one of my favorite shows, the Vores Racing Report, comes on at 7 o'clock on Monday nights.
Or right after we get done here.
Be sure to stay tuned to the Vores Racing Report coming up at 7 o'clock. And who's the host? The host is Dan Redman and Corey Hensley. They'll focus on the Vores Compact Touring Racing Series. Also talk about the NASCAR race and what's coming up.
How good's Kyle Busch right now?
Yeah.
Five straight races, top three.
Him and Harvick are both on fire, I think.
Comes in the dirt, 2-1.
Actually, Dan and Steve Vore are on their way to Bristol, Tennessee.
Tonight?
Yep.
All right.
And he may call in, but they got, I wrote it down. I don't remember who the other co-host is besides Corey.
He's got his circuit inside, there at Bristol again this year?
Yes.
He did love it last year. I talked to him. He thought that was awesome.
Well, just that one series that his race is part of is the only other race that's ever been run at Bristol besides a NASCAR race.
Really?
One other race has ever been run there except that series. There's four different series.
On the pavement?
It's loaded.
Yeah.
I think one time, Bobby, didn't they cover it with dirt and run the Outlaws there?
They did. They run the Outlaws there, and I think they've had tractor pulling there before.
Inside the track or something, that could be.
So now they're loaded, and Coach Hack going out to the mound to talk to his young right-hander. He hasn't really been close yet. Two walks and a hit batman.
Right.
And it is Ben Holman, the pitcher of the plate. Nowhere to put him, so Mr. Reese Bond's got to come in there with a strike. Reese Rogers on deck. Well, we're going to have to get that speaker turned there, too, once we open these windows up, because that's going to blow right in here.
Well, it was plenty loud. It was going over the air for sure Saturday.
And the pitch.
Oh, my God, their speaker.
Yeah. Oh. It was as close as me to Bob.
Actually, I listened. It didn't sound too bad.
No. They're,
you could hear them, yeah.
Really? Their speaker's as big as a Durango.
Yeah, no, they got big.
Yep, those are concert speakers.
Swing and a miss, 0-2. Good job by Stalin, bearing down here.
I think Ben's licking his chops on this one, getting a little anxious to get a couple of runs in.
Got a few spectators down the left field line as normal.
We got a couple out there.
That's outside. One ball, two strikes.
After the game on Saturday, Bob, they set a table up between pitchers and home plate. And pitcher's mound and home plate. And two of them young men signed
out back.
Letters of intent to play baseball. Was actually pretty cool.
One was Wright State, and the other one I forgot where he was going.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's really good. I like that.
I think Nick knew one of the boys because he went over to congratulate him.
Yep.
Here's one ball, two strike pitch to Ben Holman. Strike three looking. Wow, Benny, you got to swing that one.
Yep.
Bases remain loaded. Pitcher's right down the hard play. Here's Reese Bob with Ethan Shane on deck. Reese with a couple hits on Saturday.
I think he's going to get a couple RBIs here.
Come on, Reese. Put it in play.
Double zero. That pitch is behind and hits him. And the Indians are going to get a run in. That pitch was way behind him.
Yep.
He didn't know which way to go.
No, he didn't. And the Indians take a 1-0 lead on the hits Batman. And that brings Ethan Shane to the plate. Cody Shinneberry on deck.
Yeah, I think he was trying to back out of the way.
He started going in, and then he kind of backed up, and it was like, well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hit me solid.
Slow curveball. It's a little tall.
Yep.
Come on, Ethan. Get that bat going. We had a big hit Saturday, Bobby, from Ian.
Oh, yeah.
It was just just the look on him was so much confidence. That was such a builder for him.
That's outside 2-0.
It was a line shot right over the pitcher's head, right over second base. Just exactly what you think is kind of the prototypical base hit.
That was a big hit.
That was nice.
Swing and miss.
Jerry said
2-1.
The at bat before, he had a sacrifice bunt. He finally did something good with the bat, and everybody gave him the cold shoulder in the dugout. Everybody gave him the cold. And he got the dugout, and they said they jumped on top of him. The next time up, he ripped it.
Swing and a miss. 2-2.
Oh, Ethan, we got to get a run out of this here. Another
yes,
one.
We do.
Scoop.
Shinneberry on deck. Left fielder, Ethan Shane. Mom and dad sitting out there in left field. Come on, son. Get him a base hit here. And he does. Base hit left field. That is going to score Willie. That is going to score Nick Twaits. And a 2-RBI single for the left fielder, Ethan Shane. Nice job, Shaney.
I like it.
Indians lead 3-0.
That was nice.
Playing a little bingo. Now here's Shinneberry, the catcher. Evan Post on deck. That's just what the doctor ordered. He got it in pitch inside part of the plate, and he just ripped it out left field.
Yes, he did. He turned on it and went with it. Beautiful.
Here's Shinneberry. Still two on. I look for them guys to be going early here. Little pitch in the dirt or anything. I think Reese and they're getting the signs now, I think. Looking at Coach Feeling and Coach Cal. Reese with a big lead. Fakes to go and doesn't end up balls in the dirt. 2-0. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio.
Your phone's a dinging.
Yep.
Who we got?
Sam says, I'm listening to the Indians while enjoying a healthy meal of mac and cheese.
Ooh, I love mac.
Brandon Rogers, go Indians. Snowing in northern Indiana today as well, Mr. Rogers says. Some of our loyal listeners, you got to love them.
Yeah, those are two that I'm not sure ever miss a game, do they?
I don't very often. Kathy Etzler, she don't miss.
Nope. We got several that never, ever miss.
Misses. 3-1.
You're good, actually.
Even if they're here.
Huh? But we do know somebody that ain't listening. That's Jossie Count.
Mad at Jossie.
We really...
Why is that? She's mad. She doesn't like us?
She's down on Jerry.
Really?
She likes us. Foul back. That could hit Spencey's vehicle right there.
It could.
Full count to Cody. Cody with a K.
Cody with a K. 419-234-2976. Hey, I got a little something.
Something. Cody waves that bat around.
Ooh, I got a text from Coach Wanda.
And a pitch. Grounded foul. Coach,
what is it, the lineup?
Yeah. It's lineup for Angie and each of their own four.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the Indians travel to St. Henry. Mac game, a huge game against.
Who's their stud over there? That Lange boy pitch for him?
Parker Lank's been a hard guy for us today.
Parker Lank, yeah.
That ball is ripped into right field. Right fielder's going back, and it is over his head.
That was a nice hit.
Reese is going to trot in.
Shane, he's getting off, sir, and Jerry holds him up, and that is a double for Cody Schinnerberry. Nice job, Cody.
Yes.
And the Indians continue to play bingo here against the young right-hander from Anzonia, and now lead it 4-0.
Hard hit, into hard copy out the right.
He turned
field.
On it, actually. He didn't get it on the barrel of the bat. It looked to me like it wasn't too far off his hands, and he just hit it square.
Here's Evan Post. Evan playing third base for the Indians. Senior, chance to drive in a couple here, Big E. Come on now, base hit here. Kid, keep her going.
Yeah, need a hit. Runners second, third.
Indians like to bat around here in the first. Again, only one out. Runners at second, third. And a pitch to Post. That's a high ball one.
Well, I like to see Cody Schinnerberry get some confidence with the stick, too. Really helps.
Yes. Absolutely it does. Cody's a worker. He's gonna.
I think he's about as hard a worker at baseball as we got.
Well, he's another kid, Calvi, that can play multiple positions for Coach Cal. That was banged off the pole. 1-1.
Loud.
It was loud, wasn't it? A few Anzonia Tiger fans sitting down there.
Yeah, sure.
One guy's got a neat umbrella or a neat lawn chair. They got a little roof on it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
In case it goes to snow.
Yeah.
Well, it was snowing about 4 o'clock or
something. Yeah, it was.
It's kind of weird.
It was snowing when I come up the steps at 4:20, about 4:30. Wasn't it, Spencer?
Yeah, somewhere. I wasn't able to get here till 25 after.
1-1, one out.
Don't like being late.
Posty, the pitch outside.
Good eye, Evan.
Good stop by the catch. Indians coming off a win against Greenville. It's 6-1 on the season. A couple big games on Saturday. Minster had a nice comeback victory against Fort Laramie. Coldwater destroys Southeastern 12-1 in 5 innings. That one's fouled off the left side. 2-2.
I see. Coldwater beat Parkway in a non-league or two?
Yes, they did on Thursday. Looking at some other scores of interest. Parkway beats Lima Shawnee 7-6. New Bremen 10-0 over New Knoxville in a non-leaguer. And congratulations to the Indian softball team. That pitch is strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Indians go to 3-1 with a 6-5 victory over the Franklin Monroe Jets. Indians were down 4-0. Battle back, scored 5 in the bottom of the 4th. And Ashley Jenkins with an RBI single in the bottom of the 6th inning. Indians win that one. And congratulations to Coach Steve.
That is awesome, awesome,
they're
awesome.
3-1. That's 3-1, good. That's yeah. Amazing.
Go, girls.
Here's Riley outside.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a look at the schedule and see if there's a game we can, game or two or three we can get out there.
Girls game.
Yep.
Be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Riley, the number 9 hitter for Coach Cal. That ball is just inside. 2-0. First base is open, but Cade's on deck. I got a feeling Mr. Salmon does not want to face Cade.
I don't think he wants to roll back to the top, no.
It is with a crooked number on the board. They got 4 of them in already in the first. 3-0. I think Riley's going to be taken all the way on this one. You got to wonder how long Coach Dustin Heck's going to stick with his right-hander, especially if he walks him here. He looks the runners back. High ball 4. Bases loaded now.
Yeah, with him being in a different league, I don't know how many,
here's Kate.
How many good arms they have or what our schedule is coming up. If they got only a couple of good arms and they got a couple of big games coming up, they're not
Kate hit by a pitch.
They're going to spend them on us.
Oh, 1-4.
Chance to play a little add-on. And that right fielder is in shallow. Kate's thinking, I'll just poke one right over your old noggin.
He is certainly good.
Not in as far as they were at Greenville there for a couple of our batters, but he's in.
And the pitch. That's in the dirt. 2-0. Willie on deck.
Cade's going to want a nice one.
Yep. You can definitely afford
got,
to wait.
He still got a sore
Chuck
back.
Etzler says, good to hear you guys tonight, boys. Please turn up the heat. I agree, Mr. Etzler.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got it toasty in here.
Yep. Yeah, it's nice in here.
has a check swing slow roller in the hole. Shortstop up and firing it across. No way they're going to get K'd as he beats it out for an infield single and an RBI. And the Indians now lead 5-0. That'll be a nice play by the shortstop.
Actually, it was, I think it exactly right. It was a check swing hit, and shortstop got over there to make it in time. But with K'd being a lefty and been pretty dang quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I had to have a cannon to throw him out, and Cade was there by two steps easy.
Here's Will Holman. Will walked and scored already this inning. There's a ground ball to second base. Bobbled by a second baseman. You don't want to bobble with Will. Ooh, it hit him in the head.
Nice.
And goes out of bounds.
Goes out of play, and I think that's going to score.
I think it went off the first baseman's glove. But
it hit Willie right in the nose.
It went shooting that over.
Goes out
toward the fence.
Play, and now Will will take second base, and another run. Actually, two runs are going to score on that. Shinnerberry scores, and Riley Post scores. And that brings up Tweetsie as Cade goes to third and Will goes into second. That is going to be an E4 if you're scoring at home. Slow hit roller, Calby, and whenever Willie's run, you got to make the play. If you bobble it, he's going to beat it.
He's just a little bit too deep right where he's at.
He let the ball play him there, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't come and get it.
That's youth, I believe. 6-0 Indians. Here's Tweetsie.
He's a freshman in second, too.
Was hit by a pitch. That's a fly ball left field. Left fielder should have a beat on it. Comes in a few steps, and he does. In the inning, the Indians send 12 batters to the plate. Tack on 6 runs on 3 base hits. And after 1, Indians lead it 6-0.
Academic Boosters Club is having the Pork Chop Dinner on Thursday, April 19th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. Tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, April 10th from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before April 10th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, and then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, April 19th between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before April 10th.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Back at Fortside Field.
We're just up here talking about our
heartburn.
Heartburn every night, all three of us have it. Neil takes Alka-Seltzer. Calpy takes what?
I take a Prilosec.
Now, is that prescription or can anybody take that? Can you buy that?
The counter.
Yeah.
It works tremendous.
I do the Alka-Seltzer a couple of times a week if I need it.
Well, here we go. Tigers up to the bat. Top of the second inning, down 6. Fort Camp Jones and Jarvis Twaits, first three batters for the Tigers, facing Benny Holman. Benny gets a ground ball up towards Cade. Cade comes up firing. Nice play.
Got it.
Cade, I'll tell you what. That ball was a slow roller that kind of went just to the right of the mound. And yep. Cade came up, scooped it up, and got him by half a step. Nice play.
Yep. And if he'd thrown it a little less hard, that guy would have been safe.
Oh, man, that was close. That was bang, bang. But it was a good call by
Mr.
Beckman down there at the first base umpire. Yep. And Benny's going to get ready to face Caleb Jones, third baseman here for the Tigers.
Ooh, that one's over his head.
Curveball that doesn't curve. And he ducks underneath it. 1-0 the count.
All right, I'll deal with it. Thanks, Bill.
There's a fastball down low. Two balls, no strikes. A little tardy on that swing.
Yeah.
2-1. Benny put some extra sauce on that one. Here comes a 2-1. That's in the dirt. 3-1. Just throw strikes, Benny.
Yeah.
Okay, good defense behind you here, buddy.
Yep. 6-run lead. Let's just make him hit it.
Don't throw your arm out. There's a strike on the outside edge. 3-2. Benny's a workhorse out there. It's go, go, go. Nice right there. Good comeback by Benny to get him swinging. Strikeout number 3 in the books for Benny Hellman, and that's going to bring up Jarvis Twaits, the shortstop for the Anzonia Tigers. 5 up, 5 down. Benny looking pretty sharp out there.
Yes, he is.
So there's Jarvis Twaits, shortstop here for the Tigers, and he gets the first pitch, pops him up. Riley going back. Twaitsy coming in, and Twaitsy makes the play out in right field. 3 up, 3 down again. So far, so good for Benny Hellman, and we go to the bottom of the second. Indians lead 7-0.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive 2 doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Made one. 4, 5, and 6, Ben Homan. Reese Rogers. He's in chain for the Indians. Indians lead it 7-0.
Be sure to stay tuned tonight for the Boers Racing Report right after the ball game. We may actually get this one in.
4 at 7. It's scheduled for 7.
Yep. Scheduled for 7.
Last week it was 5 after, so that wasn't too bad.
Couple, we got some big dates coming up.
Oh, I know. I can't wait till Thursday night, actually.
Hot dog night.
Ooh, jumbo dogs.
Hot dog, hot diggity dogs.
We bragged up these hot dogs. They better be big. It's all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they are. Bring them in off a big semi here.
They're quarter pounders.
The 19th of following Thursday night, it's wing night, sponsored by Brick Street Tavern. If you like wings, get down here. And then on May 3rd, the Knoxville's Pizza Night, sponsored by Toby's Carry Out.
That's a good one, too.
That is very good.
They're all good. Yep.
That's what makes this thing so awesome, is we had all these different sponsors to make. And hopefully we're ready for some nice weather. I think Thursday they're actually calling for
potentially 60.
60, and Saturday and Friday 70. And Saturday they're coming for 40% chance of showers now.
Oh, is that a chance?
Down south, it's more. It's like 60 in Dayton on Saturday.
Oh, man, we don't need a rain out down there.
Well, we want to play that one bad.
Yes, that one's going to be a 5th-3rd field, and that's going to be...
Are we in the press box?
Yes.
Are we really?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
We're going.
Yep.
Even if a game's canceled.
We're sitting. Yeah, we'll just sit in there.
2 hours.
Yeah. We'll just go up there and
I think they have a hospitality room, so we'll sit out there and eat sandwiches and chips. And
if the Dragons play Saturday night?
Well, I don't know.
Hunter Green plays tonight.
Tonight? Yeah. It's Ben Homan, Reese Rogers, Shaney.
That place will be packed tonight.
It'll be packed Saturday.
Saturday for our game?
Yeah, sold out.
I don't think it's sold out yet. There's still tickets available. If nothing else, standing room only and lawn seats.
it holds about 15,000.
Yeah.
Well, Alder's got a big school.
Yep.
Benny struck out looking in the first inning. Takes a strike.
We got the same young man on the
mound. I don't know, check it out. Number four.
I think it's different.
Blake Thomas, another freshman. Yep. Blake Thomas. I was going to say, something looked different there with that delivery.
That is ripped foul down the left field line at the bullpen of the Tigers. Just a little in front of that one, Ben was.
Coach Gop and I was talking.
Is that hot chocolate?
Yeah, they have hot chocolate down there.
How does it always taste? You're hit and miss on hot chocolate at concession stands.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nothing's worse than watered hot chocolate.
Yep. A lot of times they put plenty of stuff in and forget to stir it.
Yeah.
It's all at the bottom.
Ooh, just miss it.
Coach Wendell down at third base. And he's a little more aggressive than Coach Kalp.
Yeah.
A little more aggressive down there than Coach Kalp. And I asked Jerry, I said, does Jeff get to make his own calls, or are you giving him some help? He said, Jeff runs his own show down there.
I'm going to say there aren't very many coaches that will let somebody else do that for them.
Well, you know, I think it's good experience for him.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. I think it's a great thing.
And I think if Coach Kalp really wants a play on or something, obviously he can still make it happen. But
just text him.
Shoot him a text.
My guess is when the league starts and big games, Jerry Kalp's going to be down there.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah,
full count. Base hit left field. One hopper through the infield.
Hit that on the screws.
Yes, he did. Lead off single here, inning number two. This game could be 45-0.
I think Jerry likes having the opportunity to be in the dugout when everybody's in the dugout. I think he enjoys that a little bit. So.
Here's Reese Bobbers. Got hit by a pitch.
I hadn't thought about that, but I think that's a very interesting way of doing it. I think that's a great idea.
Swing and a miss. Throw down. Swipe tag. Not in time. Benny steals second base.
Should have seen Reese swing Saturday. Neil and I was laughing. It could have been Benny who stole. I don't know if it was Benny or
probably
Nick. I'm not sure who was on first. Took off and
protecting.
Oh, he swung so late. I was like, the catcher was up and out of his. He was ready to fire and Reese swinging.
And we're not really sure they called it a strike.
Yeah, that's why
it was late enough that I'm not sure they called that a strike.
They didn't have the balls and strikes up on the board, and the umpire was so damn cold. The umpire wouldn't take his pockets off. Take his hands out of his pockets. Oh, it was funny.
That pitch was outside 1-1. Double zero. Big left-hander. And the pitch. Swing in the dirt. Strike two.
So on my way back from Greenville, I had to... I took Jerry over to Verzales for his granddaughter's play. So I'm coming back, and I meet Reese already on 49. He's southbound, baby. I'm thinking, Reese, what?
Dragons.
He went to the Dragons. Yeah.
That is a fly ball center field. And the left fielder comes over and makes a catch. Runner tags up. He'll go into third. Reese just missed that one. Has a high fly into the gap in left center field. Left fielder flags it down. Runner now goes to third with one out. Ethan Shane. Shaney with a base hit. Scored two. First time up.
You'd think that Reese, playing baseball, practicing baseball 8 days a week, would have enough in him that he wouldn't
drive. I saw his picture on Twitter. He had a picture at a selfie with Hunter Green, so he was tickled to death. That's exactly what he was up to.
That one gets away. There's going to be a play at the plate. And he's in there.
Close.
Nice play by the catcher.
That was very nice. Good play by the pitcher. Got down just a little bit late.
Good slide by Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Indians lead 8-0. Wild pitch if you're scoring at home. Bases are now clear. Gentleman Holman slides in.
His dad got a great pitcher down there, too. He was fired up.
Was he on that one?
Yeah.
Larry right there?
I saw him turn around and give everybody the thumbs up. He must have had a good one.
Yeah. Oop-oop here today?
I don't know. I seen him down there.
seen him climb any light poles or anything?
I haven't seen him up on a pole yet today.
That's outside. 2-0.
I don't know that I've ever seen him climb a pole.
No, he gets up there.
No, he does.
Yeah, huh? He gets up there. Huh,
they are
great pictures.
I always thought those were drones.
I see the other day he had 394 pictures on Facebook.
Oh, for one game.
One game. I pitch a strike. 2-1. That ain't free.
Take all those pictures?
Is it?
No. I don't know
how. It's got to take time to put them all on Facebook.
Time he's got.
Time.
It's 50 an inning.
That one's behind the old Nogan. 3-1. One out. Bottom of two.
If he's taking 50 pictures an inning, that's more than one a pitch.
This game will not be over by 7.
Yeah, you might be right. Might only be 5 innings and it won't be over.
Nah, you guys are crazy. We'll be out of here. Gone.
Well, we played 40 minutes and we're still in the second inning. Ball 4.
Who's keeping track of all this stuff? Bob's got to watch tonight.
Brings Cody Schinnerberry to play.
It's not that hard to keep track of. Scoreboard's out there and he has a watch.
We played four innings in 30 minutes the other day.
Yep.
Yeah. Think about that.
And then the last three took about
2 good pitches.
An hour and a half.
I'll bet them umpires love that.
Oh, I would say so too. Yeah.
Here's Cody. Cody Calpe, big double first time up.
Makes a little throw to first.
Right fielder backed up a couple steps there, if you notice.
He did. When I lead into you like that, you're supposed to comment. Say, Calpe double last time up.
Yes, he did, Bob. He had a great day. I mean, he took it right off the handles, too. If he hits it on the barrel, he's going to hit it over the fence.
There's a stolen base by Shaney. Indians 32nd of the day.
Only a slight exaggeration, Robert. It may not be quite that many.
Seems like quite a few.
Yeah. Well, we've had a bunch almost every game.
Ball 3. Ball 2.
We ain't a fourth of the way of what we had at Greenville. We were doing double steals. We couldn't even keep track of it anymore.
Yep.
We couldn't do too bad. We didn't score till the 7th inning.
No. Scored in the 5th.
The 2-0.
That's true.
Outside.
I mean, I think every inning we had guys on at least second, if not third, didn't get them in.
Yep. I think there were 2 innings in a row. We had second and third with either one or no outs.
Me and P-Dog were listening.
Yes, you guys were timing.
3-0. Ball 4. First and second.
Come on, Evan.
For the second time. Here's Evan. Evan struck out Lincoln, and he'd like to get a base hit
here. Yes, sir. Get a
off
hit.
The Schneid.
I'm thinking right down the third base line where that third baseman just can't quite get it.
Thinking Benny's pitching days are over. Looks to me like Riley's going to be pitching.
Swing and a miss.
Not that I saw Riley warm up, but he
sure ain't cold.
I guess maybe.
But you're right. He might pitch 2 and take him out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad thing. We got a lot of arms that haven't had much action this spring, so maybe use them all a little bit here and there.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Evan. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Pitch a little low. 2 on, 1 out. You're looking for something, ain't you?
Just reading through papers.
Just misses.
Didn't have a good look on my face, did I? Man.
If it helps any, there's no $100 bills down there, so.
I'm looking for that.
On ball 2 strikes. EP. Runners go. Strike 3 looking. Shaney goes on to 3rd for a stolen base.
I thought it was a little high, but.
A swing at him. Yeah, too close for.
Yep.
Here's Riley.
Let's go, Riley.
Drop the order. Cade Wendell on deck. Runner 3rd. 1 run in. Indians lead it 8-0 here. There goes the runner. No throw down as Cody takes off for second. Two in scoring position. Riley waves that bat around, the sophomore for Coach Cal. Playing second base tonight will probably get the ball.
I think so.
That is a high change. That two was, balls in a strike.
I think it was like he tried a new pitcher.
I think it was a palm ball.
Yeah, he tried something new there because we haven't seen that the whole game and all. I mean, it was like,
it was high enough he didn't duck and it went right over his head, about a foot and a half over his head.
Need a step ladder.
That one's in the dirt. Gets away. Shaney will score. Cody goes on to second, third base. On a wild pitch.
Ethan's pretty
he's
quick.
Fast.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
Fast. 9-0 now.
Yeah, let's get him a base hit here and get number 10 in. Then get to the fifth inning.
And ball. 3-1. 351 to center, 347 to right center. 336 to the power alley in left field here at Ford.
But you got to clear the monster.
And a 3-1 pitch to the number 9 hitting Riley Post. That is fouled by the Anzonia dugout.
Got a funny
pickup truck. They had her loaded with, looked like you,
insulation.
Yep. Yeah, boys are heading out.
Insulation still suck putting in?
Pretty much, yeah.
Does it?
It actually is better. They've taken a lot of that itching, whatever they had in it, out. Yeah. So it's not as bad.
Full
especially
count.
You're not sweating.
Yeah.
Popped him up. Should be a play. Shortstop calls it. Comes in on a few steps, and he makes a catch. In the inning, the Indians with a couple. They add on, and after two, 4-9, Tigers nothing.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, here we go. Back at Fortside Field. Benny Holman's going to stay on the mound, Bobby. We thought maybe Riley was going to come in and throw a couple innings, and he still may. But Benny's got some easy work going here so far in the first two innings, three up, three down in both, and he's going to face 7-8-9. Hamrick, Stammen, and Brewer, first three batters for the Tigers. Tigers find themselves in a pretty deep hole here, down 9-0 going into the top of the third.
Nice shot right down the middle.
You didn't happen to see how the Astros won their game, did you?
Did not.
0-0, bottom of the ninth, runner on second. Guy hits a fly ball straight up in the air. Comes the pitch. That's inside. Hits a fly ball straight up in the air, 3 feet in front of the plate. Catcher's out there. He's looking up.
Pitcher's coming off the mound. There's strike three. Nice job, Benny. Strikeout number four for Benny so far here. And that's going to bring up Reese Stammen, who started pitching. And let's see here. Is that him or is that the new pitcher,
Bobby? Yeah, that's number four. That's the
number four. Blake Thomas. Blake Thomas is going to be the batter here for the Tigers. Anyhow, the first baseman, he came in.
First pitch right down the pike.
He came in to call the playoff. And the runner at second, he's hightailing around the bag, comes across. He actually is like four steps from home plate when the ball hits the ground. Nobody touched it. That's how they won.
Really?
Yeah. Man. It was unbelievable. Can't remember who they were playing.
Ball and two strikes.
Walk-off hit, 4 feet in front of the plate that was in the air for 28 seconds. Amazing. Strike three right there. Benny catches him on the outside corner. Two up, two down. Two Ks. And that's going to bring Taylor Brewer to the plate.
So that scored the runner from second?
Yeah, it was two second. Outs, so he took off. Yeah. The crack of the bat. And,
yep.
Oh, that was the damnedest thing I ever seen. Yeah, first baseman, he came in and realistically, nobody officially took charge and said we should catch it. And walk-off.
Isn't that usually the pitcher, winner. Since he's coming in, that should make that call?
The first baseman, usually it's his
guy. He's an actual fielder. Yep.
New pitcher.
Wonder who it is.
By golly, Riley Post is going to take over, Bobby.
Yep, just like he said.
No wonder why we left him pitch.
Because he don't have to have an off day then? If he pitches three, he's got to take off 3 days?
Man. I think it's a number of pitches. So,
I don't know, Bobby. Well,
I'm sure that's one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm sure they were keeping a very close count.
Yep. Well, look who's here, old Sunshine.
Who we got? Uh-oh, Mrs. Stogler in the house. How are you, Jen?
Hi, Judy.
How are you?
She's doing good. Well, it's good to have her up here. You guys, obviously, probably not making supper at home.
Thinking about bowling afterwards.
Yeah. How about jumbo hot dogs down at the concession stand?
They're not till next week. Or Thursday.
This is Thursday. Well, you're allowed to get them now.
They got them today?
Yeah. Have them all season.
All right, Riley's going to face his first batter, Taylor Brewer.
They ain't near as good till the dog night.
They do something special on dog night. Ooh, that one's inside. Riley comes inside on him. Two balls, no strikes.
I got a massage Saturday.
I'll be darned.
Is there more to it? Or
was that from
you ever had one?
From your brother Bill?
Nope.
I was down in the dirt. 3-0. Have I ever had a massage? Yeah, 3 years, actually.
I'm a believer. My neck and back was killing me.
Yeah. That one's outside. Four straight pitches, four straight balls, and the first runner goes down to first base for the Tigers and Taylor Brewer, and that's going to roll the top back to Jacob Longnecker. Last night I thought maybe I'd drink a couple long neckers, but
didn't happen. Huh?
Didn't happen.
Come on, Riley.
He lined out to the second baseman first time up, lead the game off. Left-handed hitter. Ram Charger sound asleep in his truck.
Probably carbon monoxide.
Permanently sleeping. Easy, Neil.
I think his window's down a little bit.
No, it ain't.
He's got a mouth tighter than hell. That's funny.
Come on, Riley. You got to throw a strike here.
Greg McClure, how many innings does a starting pitcher need to get the win in high school?
Ooh.
I would think three, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to look it up. If anybody knows the answer to that, text me 419-852-90. Chuck Etzler's out there. He's listening.
Charlie would know.
Mr. Etzler, how many innings does a guy got to pitch to get the win, next starting pitcher? Benny pitched two and two-thirds.
Yep.
I would think three, but I don't know.
That one's outside, ball four, so.
That's eight straight.
Riley's come in here, and his arm's got a little bit of issues going here.
Yeah, he was tough the last time out, and he's having trouble throwing strikes.
Back-to-back walks, and that's going to bring the number two hitter, Ethan Fisher, to the plate. He struck out looking his first time up in the first inning.
It'd be a little different if he would just miss him, but he's all over the strike. Yeah, he ain't even close.
The first pitch of that second batter was pretty good, but it wasn't
chaos. Shut up.
Well, that's just one out of the eight. don't shut up.
That was taken inside.
Ball. You're getting $5 a word.
Ball nine.
Yeah.
That one's outside. Ball 10.
Come on, big guy. Come on, RP. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, come on, Riley. You can pitch these guys. Let's go.
Maybe you need to call timeout and go out and talk to him, Bob.
Yeah, he'll get her. Just needs to get that first.
Comes the pitch. That one's inside. Ball 11. My guess, and I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing he's taking on this one. What do you think? There's a called strike right on the inside edge. Nice job, Riley. Strike one. 3-1 to Ethan Fisher, Tyler Neal on deck.
Was
strike two.
That runner took off for first, but I thought...
Wasn't that in the dirt?
I don't believe
No, I don't think so. No. No, I thought that was a pretty good pitch.
Okay.
He was running toward first.
You got your glasses on your forehead there, but here comes the 3-2. Two outs. That one's inside ball four. He's going to get a free base. So Riley's loaded him up with three straight walks, and that's going to bring Tyler Neal, a number three hitter for the Tigers, to the plate. He struck out swinging in the first inning.
Joe Holman's going out to the bullpen.
Well, Riley just don't have his control here.
No, he's doing as poorly as he did great the last time.
Swing and a miss right there on the first pitch, and I think that umpire is, or not the umpire, the third base coach is like, that was a ball, brother.
Yep.
Mr. Etzer says a 5-inning game, you got to work 3. A 7-inning game, you got to work 4. Brandon Rogers says 4. Also, a lot of people saying it's up to the statistician.
It's up to us.
Or we're not the statistician. Tom Galdine is the statistician.
Yep.
So, if each person pitches 2 innings,
nobody wins.
There's no winner.
Yeah.
Now, I think they award that to the PA announcer, so that'd be.
He hangs in there, checks back.
Trevor Vaughn.
That was a good curveball.
Yeah, he knocks that one out of the fence. He was in a hole there, 0-2.
This guy's been
the last pitcher?
No, I'd say it's the second one.
Oh,
I have no idea.
That one's way outside. Check swing. 1-2. Well, Mr. Esther, you got to send another one back to us.
It's not the last pitcher. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, why is it the second one or the third one?
Because
that one's
he's
outside.
Pitching in the fourth and the fifth.
Ball two.
Inning.
I think it ought to be alphabetical order.
It's up to the statistician.
Yeah. They all get to win.
Here's a curveball for strike three. Watch. Oh,
that's
no.
A base hit over the first base. Hit over Reese's head. That's going to score one. And that's going to score two. And quickly, it's a 9-2 ball game. So nice base hit by Tyler Neal. First base hit of the game for the Anzonia Wildcats.
Tigers.
Taylor Force. Brewer comes around to score.
Ford's Racing Report will be on at 11 o'clock tonight after this game.
Jacob Longenecker comes around to score. Ethan Fisher to second. And Tyler Neal with the first base hit and 2 RBIs, and that one swung on and found back to the fence.
Apologize to our race fans. It'll be over 3 a.m.
Catch it after the late news. Number 20. Who's number 20? Bobby says. Caleb Jones. Okay. Riley, get out of this mess here. A little jam here. That one's that's going to hit my truck.
Yep. No, I think
it ain't going to hit the van. That's an Hastings garage.
The van's the safest thing I got right now.
Yeah.
No motor.
Ooh.
You can get one of those pretty cheap, about $1,500.
I'm sure Harold can find one of them.
Yep.
Take it out of the one on the lot. Yeah. Here comes the 0-2. Nice curveball, strike three. Nice job, Riley. He's not going to be happy with that outing right there. But in the end, he does strike out the last batter and
gets out of that jam, but they pick up a couple of runs, and after 2.5, Indians 9, Tigers 2.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, hullbros.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
All right, Spencey, we're back here, Fortside Field. We're going to go to the bottom of the third inning. Indians are going to pop up here. They gave up a couple of runs that last inning. Going to try to get those back. We're going to roll the top here with Cade Wendell, Will Homan, and Nick Twaits. First three batters in the bottom of the third. Bobby's working hard here on trying to figure out who the winning pitcher is.
Yeah, well, Mr. Edsel said the pitcher record, it is a pitcher of record in that inning that gets the win.
In what inning?
That's what I mean. I don't.
Probably the inning that the game ends, whether it's 5 or 6 or 7.
No.
No? Okay.
That can't be it.
Okay. But who? How do you determine the pitcher of record?
Well, if he's the one that's
on the mound.
I mean,
yeah. So I let Tom Goldine do that.
He ain't got a clue.
We're going to really? Find the answer out. We're going to find the answer out to this question. We're going to get to the bottom of this, folks. And then I'm going to call and put the heat on my brother, Jerry, to see if he knows. Who got the win tonight, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Benny pitched first.
Benny pitched 2 2/3. We brought Riley in.
We brought Riley.
We're up 9-2. Now, who's going to get this win? That's our question. How is it? That is rock.
That is a ripped up the middle, and that, ooh, nice play by the center fielder, and I think he made that play.
Heck yeah. That's an ESPNer, boys.
Robbie, yep. That was a top tenner right there.
Yep.
Cade hit that on the screws, and that center fielder was on his horses from the crack of the bat, dove, and made a nice shoestring grab to rob Cade of a base hit. That'll go down L8 in my book for out number one, and that's going to bring Willie, number 24, Homan, to the plate.
Trent Beckman went out there, and he did not know for sure. He went as close as he could get and looked to the home plate umpire, who had a different angle, and he was very emphatic on an out.
Emphatic.
Emphatic.
Greg McClurg says, fifth inning. Whoever's pitching the fifth inning.
Whoever's pitching the fifth inning.
He's hammered. He has no idea.
There's a ground ball over the third baseman. Hot, too hot to handle, and that's going to be a base hit for Willie. So, is that inning that Mr. Essler's talking about? Whoever is the pitcher of record of that inning would be the fifth inning? Good gosh dang question, folks.
Yeah. Cassius Metzger, I think, is up, ain't he?
I believe we do have a pinch hitter right now for Nick Twaits.
Yep, that's not Nick.
Cash squares the butt.
That is Cash.
And he pulls back, and ball gets past the catcher. Willie sneaks down to second base. So Cash has got a chance here. Here comes our...
Open that door. Is she knocking?
I don't know.
Here comes our hot chocolate.
Oh, it looks hot. She's steaming.
It is steaming.
It's real hot. Steamy.
How's she holding on to that?
I don't know. You walked up the steps like that?
I'd probably spill it right now on my back.
Well, it's hot.
Come on, Cash, just give me a hit here. Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Bob. You bought that, didn't you?
No problem.
No marshmallows.
No, but she did put some. What'd you want in your
marshmallows?
No.
Wow.
Terrible. That one's high and outside to Cassius. One ball, two balls and a strike.
Go, Cash. Get a hit here.
Snow's flying. Can't call it.
I'd be okay with that.
That one's inside. Ball three. 3-1 to Cassius Metzger.
The Cubs feel like they could break at any second.
Oh, that's not bad. I've had a heck of a lot worse hot chocolate than that, folks. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a keeper. Come on, Cassius. Drive in a run. There goes the runner. There goes the throw down to third, and Willie gets in there just in the nick of time, knocks the third baseman on his butt. Third baseman rolled back like a barrel. Hopped him up. That was kind of funny. Just got a
heck of a throw.
That was a great
throw. That was great. I mean, that was a bang.
And a nice,
here,
and and a nice swipe by the third baseman and just caught him off balance.
He's chuckling down there to himself with Willie and Coach Jerry. So now we got Benny Hellman up to the plate. Cassius down at first base, and there he goes. And there's a base knocker by Benny. Good piece of hitting right there. Taylor made right between the third baseman and the shortstop, and that's going to bring Willie home and move everybody up. So Cassius moves on to second. Benny Hellman with his second hit of the game. Willie comes around to score to make it 10-2. And that's going to bring... Who we got here? Number 16, Ann's coming in. He's going to pinch hit for Reese Rogers. I think he's just coming into the game.
Has Max Klingshirn batted yet?
Yeah, but I think he's hurt.
That's what I thought, too.
I saw him.
I didn't see him warming up.
He just, yeah, Saturday he was in his street clothes.
Off the bat, number 16, Ian.
Oh. Like to see Ian keep his hot bat going.
Just make good connection here.
Yep.
Ian got his first hit of the season there on Saturday against Greenville, and it was a rope right up the middle. It was a nice piece of hitting. That one's in the dirt, ball one. Well, this hot chocolate is.
Jim LaRue was ducking out of that one.
Rue Neals.
Seventh name of the night. Come on, Ian. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Nice play. Oh, he mobbled it.
He picked it up.
Cassius is safe at third. He's going to head home.
Headed for third.
Crazy play. The kid made a heck of a stop.
And it just came out of his glove.
Made a turn to run to the step on the bag, and I think he hit his knee on the glove and knocked the ball out of his glove. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. Second baseman comes in to cut it off, and he forgets the ball. Here comes Benny. He's coming in to score. Ian goes over to third base, and another run crosses the plate.
12-2. Runner at third.
So Shaney's got a chance to drive in another run. 90 feet away is Ian Hellman. 12-2 ball game. Indians got that run back and then some. Cody Shinneberry on deck for the Indians. That one's high and over Ethan's head.
Actually, a little bit behind
still
his head.
Still got the same young man out there pitching.
Uh-oh.
Blake Thomas.
Boys.
Uh-oh. What do you mean? What's uh-oh?
Checkups are heading this way to the booth to clarify our answer.
I like it. I like it.
We'll be right here, buddy. We're not going anywhere. I was down in the dirt.
I'd say the explanation is a little more than you can put in the text.
Well, Chuck Price still has a flip phone.
He's probably making his wife, Kathy, do the
text. Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Come third on, baseman looks at his runner, fires across the field. Nice play by him. Ian's going to come home as soon as he makes the throw, and that's going to be another run across the plate, and that's going to make it 13-2 in favor of your Indians.
It's a nice throw.
So Shannon gets an RBI. He goes down 5-3 in the old buck, and that's going to be out number two, and that's going to bring Cody Shinneberry to the plate with nobody on. With a knife. That third baseman's getting his butt worked off this inning, and he makes a nice catch on that line drive for out number three. Good play.
That was a nice play.
Well, we pick up four runs, and at the end of three complete, 13-2 in favor of your Indians.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, Spencey, we're back here at Fortside Field. We're going to go to the bottom of the top of the fourth inning, I'm sorry, and we're going to go to the top of the lineup. Jacob Longenecker, Ethan Fisher, and Tyler Neal, first three batters for the Anzonia Tigers. My partner still got the giggles going on up here.
Hey, we got something important here.
All right. We got Joe Homet out there on the mound taking over for Riley Post, third pitcher of the game for the Indians.
Per Tom Galdin.
All right.
With Will's last steal, he just became the all-time career leading steal and bait. Took over Mitch Stom as career leader for stolen bases.
Well, congratulations, awesome. Willie Homan. You know, I can remember when Willie came in just to run. Remember when we were making that state run, our first state run, Willie was a freshman. And he would come in and be a pinch runner for us once in a while. Remember about that? That was fun.
I was thinking he's sophomore, but yeah, probably about had to be a freshman, wasn't it? Yep.
I'd say that was a freshman year for him, right?
Yeah.
It was all good. So Joe Homan's going to take over here. He's going to face the top of the lineup. Top of the fourth inning, Indians lead by 11, 13-2.
Here's our buddy, right? Jonesy?
Yep, that's our third baseman. Caleb Jones.
Let's see, isn't that whoever makes the last outs gets the last put out, gets to bat first?
Hey, I'll tell you what, sometimes you make a good play in defense, you come up and you lead off with a hit.
Yep. Let's not have him do that.
We do have flurries out there, Bobby.
Yep.
That one's popped up. Joe Homan comes in, makes the play. Nice play by Joe. We got one up, one down.
He's aggressive. He's swinging right away. Not a bad thing to do when you're down 11.
That's going to bring number 21. Jarvis Twaits. Now, how can that be, folks?
That's ripped.
That is hit hard out there towards Willie. Willie goes back. He makes the play. Something's goofy in our book, Mommy. I don't know what it is. I know exactly what it is. We got to move this over. Don't we? No. Whatever the case was, that's a fly ball to center field for out number two. Something didn't look right there to me. Let's see what this kid's number is. My book is Tyler Neal.
Number six.
Ethan Hemrick. Somewhere along the line, we are way off on our buck. What'd you do, Bob?
What?
Something's going on. But
that's your writing here, brother.
That's a mess. This book has trouble.
Pretty sure the score is right.
That one's in the dirt outside.
As long as they're wearing the right numbers.
No strikes.
You do not have to knock to come in the press box.
Uh-oh, here comes the official.
All right, now we're going to get some answers.
Yep.
Coach Hessler comes in the press box to straighten us dumb you-know-what out.
Derelicts.
Yeah, we don't know nothing. There's ball four. So Aaron goes down to first on a base on balls.
How many years you coach baseball, Mr. Hessler? How many years?
Go ahead, Jeff. I wasn't ready for that question. I think about 10.
Okay, so you should probably know what's
There's
going on.
A fast ball, and it's going to be a stolen base.
I know more from umpiring than coaching.
Okay, so explain to us who gets to win, and explain to us what it is.
The federation rules. That's high school federation rules. Seven innings is four.
It's a little over half the game.
And, well, if that's... that's the way they're going to do it, but it's the pitcher of record in the fourth inning. Actually,
pitcher of record.
Pitcher of record.
So okay. Joe here.
Yeah, who's doing the pitching in that particular
ground ball foul?
Okay, and it depends if you're home team or away. In a five inning game, it's three. Now in NCAA rules, sometimes those coaches tell the scorekeeper, "Well, this guy's only going to go three in a nine inning game." So. Give him the W if we're ahead. You know, and some high school coaches may do that too.
Right.
But that's what the...
So this is the fourth inning, and if we win this game...
That ball gets away from Cody, and the umpire kicks the ball, and that's going to be an easy stolen base.
Again. Jim Lupke's got to get out of the way of that one.
Big Rob Lupke.
Brew Neals.
Neal who?
Okay.
No respect for Spencer. So they got a runner at third. We got two outs. Here comes the pitch, and then popped up over our heads. So really, Coach Hessler comes up here, and it's not a real solid answer. Did you really get anything solid out of that, Mom? It could be Joe. So what Coach is saying is that if Joe finishes this inning, he should be the winner. Is that correct?
If you go five innings, it'd be the third inning. Who is the pitcher of record? They got the third out in the third inning.
Oh, if we only play five.
So
that would be Riley.
That's right. But the coach might make an exception, or you can go.
So when you say the coach might make an exception,
he might make a dispensation or whatever you want to call it.
So he can make it. He can say he's the winner.
He could. Yeah. Nobody's going to argue, but a senior federation rule would be that. And then the seven inning game would be four, or a nine inning game it goes extra.
Okay.
If it goes extra, and you always have to think about the pitcher of record.
Yeah.
Which is a guy that's actually in there. It's kind of funny. The run rule is kind of the same way. At the end of five, if the score of the top of the fifth is 13-4.
We scored two.
We win. But if we don't, and let's say that let's say they're ahead in the top of the fifth, or top of the sixth, and we don't score any runs, your home team always gets that last chance.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
They always get that last chance to bat.
As long as the losing team batted five times.
Well, that would be at the fifth inning.
It is how it is in softball, but I don't know.
No. Not for baseball. That's why some teams, when the visitors get ahead 12 runs in the fifth inning or the sixth inning, people think it's over. Yep. No, your home team has to bat. They get that right to bat last.
We were up 11 to nothing
in the sixth
inning. Didn't win.
Yeah. So that's what you always have.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hessler. That clears some things up.
Yes. Hey, at least we know some experts.
Greg McClurk says, clear as mud, Mr. Hessler.
Greg, give him a call. He'll explain it to you.
Greg McClurk, he drives me nuts. I love it. But he's got a good point.
By the way, we did get out of that inning. Joe did strike out the last batter, and nobody scored. So it's still 13-2 as we go in to the bottom of the fourth.
Okay, so if we hold them, if we hold them in the fifth, game over.
Yes, we don't have to bat.
What time is it? We're going to hit Roar's Racing?
It's quarter after.
We got plenty of time for Roar's Racing.
You guys.
And you got Jeff Gordon on tonight.
I don't think Jeff Gordon's on.
He's in studio.
Jeff Burton? I think it's Jeff Burton.
Well, the opera house next door is haunted. It might be Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Could be Ward Button. Remember Wood? Remember this Caterpillar Chevy?
Very high.
That is a skyball. Dizzy Dean says, oh, watch out. Good job, big guy. One up, one down.
PP right there, Evan Post.
Evan hits a high flying ball caught by the third baseman. That brings Joe Homan to the plate. Come in pitch to in the top of the inning. And now he's going to bat for Riley. Is Kate on deck? Is he still bat? Yeah, Kate's still in there. One out. Tribe leading 13-2. It's always nice to have Coach Etzler stop up and you're welcome up here anytime. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Especially to straighten us out.
Yeah.
We need it, too.
A little bit of sanity
his wife
can't hurt.
Straightens us out.
Yeah, she gets mad.
She's madder than a hornet. Woo. That ball's in the dirt, 2-0. Goes to the backstop. Cade chases it down.
Doggy says that was clear as mud. And I have to say my head's spinning a little bit myself.
I get it, though. I understand. Yep. So you can only pitch to one batter and get the win.
That could happen.
It could happen.
Absolutely. That can happen in the majors, too. The bigs.
Unless you're the Reds, then you don't win any games, so you can't get a win. 3-0.
You can get the loss. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can get the loss because you'd have to be ahead to lose, right?
That's a strike. No, it's ball. Ball on the side. So Homan walks, top of the order for Cade. Cade's been on a couple times, scored a run. He had a base hit, and he lined a rocket to center field. But the center fielder made the great play on. Senior Cade Wendell. Willie Homan on deck. If you just joined us, Willie set the Fort Recovery career record for most stolen bases. Earlier in the third inning, as he stole a base and took over Mitch Thomas' record, held Mitch. Mitch was a heck of a leadoff hitter.
For yes, he was. Wow.
He was part of that Indian team that made the long run and went to state. First time we went there in years, and Mitch was part of that success. And he could fly, too.
Yes, he could. He could flat out fly. Yep.
Did I hear that your bus driving's about over? How many years you been driving bus?
Getting there.
You gonna renew your license?
It's down to the days. Somebody told me.
What else you gonna do?
Walmart.
Greeter.
Greeter Walmart.
I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was.
That's
not good enough to drive
bus. Yeah, you want to be good more than once.
Yeah. 2-1 to Cade. That just misses on the outside part of the plate. 3-1. Indians back in action tomorrow against the San Diego Redskins, and it's MAC action. We're 1-0 to MAC Calpe. It'd be nice to go to 2-0 tomorrow.
Oh, I tell you what, it's going to be a tough MAC. And we talked earlier in the year, you know, you could potentially have a 2-loss season in the MAC and still win this thing. So, but we don't want to be the first ones to get 2 losses. Let's put it that way. We want to keep the old goose egg going in the MAC.
Cade walks. And that brings Willie to the plate with 2 on and 1 out here.
Is Cade on every time?
Cade has been on 3 of the 4 times.
A little
Coach Heck going powwow. Dustin Heck, coach of the Anzoni Tigers. Tigers a young ball club, and he's out there trying to pump them up.
He marched
up there. Keep battling here. You know, we've been that wasn't that long ago. Well, that was the Fort Recovery Indians.
Amen.
Absolutely.
There's Oop Oop.
Yep, you just need a couple of guys that really get her going and some good leadership and go. Since Ansonia's not in our league, I hope they win every game the whole rest of their...
A lot of good people down there.
...the year, and for the next 10 years, every time they don't play us, I hope they win every game.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
10 years?
That's a lot of it.
As long as they're not playing us.
What if they're playing Miss Sunwell and you got friends at Miss Sunwell?
Yeah, okay.
Inside ball.
Yep.
Trio. See you, Mr. Hessler. Yep. Thanks for coming up.
Let me know if you have another question.
I'm sure we will.
Funnel everybody out there.
Perfect.
We'll wait till you get home, and then we'll have you walk back.
I didn't get my walking in yet.
Will Homan. That's in the dirt, 2-0. Man, that guy's a good old boy, ain't he?
Yes. I'll tell you what. Had a lot of fun with him. He was my high school coach in 1985, and...
And he finally got over hating you.
We had a lot of laughs. Yes, we did.
You know, it's amazing as you get older, and all of us three up here, has been here. But you take how much we love Fort Recovery, okay? Because you ain't going to find three people who love Fort Recovery more than we do. Or we'll argue with you.
Yeah, we will.
But you take somebody like Chuck and Kathy who come here.
Yep.
Leave their hometown of Convoy.
Yep.
And make roots here. I take my hat off to them and become an unbelievable part of our community.
Absolutely.
That takes a certain breed of people to do that. And I take my hat off to them because, I mean, it'd be hard for me to uproot here.
Well, he came there in the late 60s, right?
Yep.
And what a fun couple
he
of first years.
He may have been here when our first year we won state.
I think he was
71.
That was his first year? Because I know he's
I
in
believe
the...
believe that's correct.
I know he's in the picture.
Yeah, he's in some of the pictures. And I don't know if he's in the 69 picture. I know he's in the 71. Or I'm pretty sure he is. I think he's in that 1969 picture.
We're going to have a pitching change.
Yep.
Based on balls there, Willie runs.
Willie walks.
Looks.
Let's take a break, Spencey. We'll come back. Bases loaded. Indian baseball.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Cassius Metzger up with the bases loaded, one out. How's Feed doing down there at first base? He's got to be used to this cold weather. He's like...
I don't think he takes
his
long
johns. He's going to run Iditarod next week.
Yeah, he doesn't take his. He don't take his long johns off anymore.
He's out there in sandals.
Yep,
doesn't even affect him anymore.
This is just normal stuff for
just
him.
Like Jose.
Yep.
He had gloves on Saturday. Actually, it was Friday. I was kind of making fun of him on Saturday a little bit, Bobby. I said his gloves are so big they were touching the ground.
And you're in a press box with an electric coat on. He's out there. That's not very nice.
You didn't have your electric coat, did you?
Nah, we don't need electric coat.
Only bring that out for football season.
That's right.
So who's the pitcher here?
Jarvis Thwaites.
That one hit him.
Yep. He tried to dance out of the way.
Cassius is going to go to first. Run's going to score. This game is getting ugly fast. Indians now lead 14-2. Brings Ben Homan to play with bases loaded.
Then he struck out first time up.
Since then.
And then had two singles to left field, both hard hit balls.
Yes, sir.
Senior Ben Hummond started today. It's 2 2/3. Popped him up. Shortstop's going out. Left fielder coming in. Shortstop up. Neither one of them's going to call it.
Whoa.
Still kicking up.
Shortstop was waving him, and then all of a sudden he stopped. Of course, we can't hear if the left fielder called him off. But
that makes it now 15-2. That's a little bit like your play yesterday for the Astros.
Exactly, exactly. He came in, actually, at that. If the left fielder's coming in like that, and he makes a call, the shortstop, he gets out of the road. And
yes.
I'm assuming he said he had it because the shortstop definitely got out of the road.
Yeah. Yep. He and was, then we got... then the left fielder picked it up and threw about an 80 mile an hour ball at him, 4 feet away.
That didn't go over so good either.
Nope. So it's 15-2. Here's Ian.
They probably won't sit together on the way home.
Probably not.
Come on, Ian. Line drive here, bit.
Ian reached on a fielder's choice last time up.
That was the play.
It was.
Absolutely. Yep, he hit it hard.
That one's popped him up. Let's try it again. Shortstop out, center fielder in. Center fielder's going to call him off, and he makes the catch. In the inning, the Indians play add on. They get two more. After four, your Indians lead it 15-2.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school. And always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Sorry, we were chit-chatting and...
Are we back, Spencey?
Yep.
Back at Fortside Field here for the top of the fifth inning.
No, we had a little dead air there while we were chit-chatting.
Park board being canceled tonight. We're going to go Wednesday night. If anybody wants to go to the park board meeting,
I'll be there. I'll stop up.
Come on up.
Number 14, who's this?
Number 14 we got. We got our book a little Pete bit screwed Rose. Up. Taylor Brewer. He is the number 9 batter. That is only 5th. I'm only off 5 spots in my book, Bob. That's no biggie, is it? Top of the 5th, Taylor Brewer is up, and it's 1-2.
Well, you got this kid's batted 3 times. I kind of.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
hey,
nice
Will.
Play by
Will.
Nice play by Willie, coming in on a line drive and making one heck of a shoestring grab for out number 1.
That one was dying.
Don't forget, 7 o'clock tonight, Boers Racing Report. A.J. Foyt going to join.
A.J. Foyt.
A.J. Foyt's coming, too?
Yeah, and sorry. Parnelli Jones?
Parnelli's dead, Neil.
Oh, A.J. Foyt's still alive?
Oh, yeah, A.J.'s still. He's thinking about getting back in the car. A.J. weighs about 400.
A.J.'s a big one.
Yeah.
Joe serves that one up, and that's going to be fouled off to the screen. 1-1 to the leadoff man, Jacob Longenecker. So I think what I did,
okay,
and I don't know for sure, but I think that when we had that inning, when Riley came in, because Joe or Benny started it off, and I know he struck out the first two guys. Riley comes in, base on balls. They score a run. That should have been the end of the inning. This all should have came down.
Tabingo da bongo.
There's my problem, folks. I went right back to the top of the lineup there. Screwed that all up, and I'm sorry about that, Bob. I feel really dumb.
Nice job.
Yep. So Ethan Fisher's our batter, and he goes down swinging. To our youngster, Joe Homan, and that's going to be two outs here in the top of the fifth, and I think Anzania Tigers are down to their final eight.
I'm looking forward to this weekend baseball on Tuesday with St. Henry, going to St. Henry, Thursday home, hot dog night, Friday, South Adams. I seen Tom Galdine said they're ranked third in the state in Indiana.
Yep. Jerry said they just beat the number two team in the state. Ooh. I don't know who that is, but Jerry said they expect to beat us every time. When we beat them, he said we beat them every time but once. And he said when they beat us, it was my fault. He said I made a coaching error.
We played a doubleheader, and I got fourth-degree burns from the sun.
That baby's a slow roller over to Kaden Shores. He comes up firing over to Ian, and Ian, it's going to get past him. I don't think he had him anyway, and that's going to be a base hit for Ethan Fisher, and that's going to keep him alive here for one more batter. Tyler Neal struck out swinging in the first inning. Walked in the fourth.
Yep, Bob was bright red that day.
I don't think I made that trip.
No, I think you hated us, so it was just Bob and me.
I think I had to make about Speed Dog saying,
AJ's still recovering from some killer bee stink.
Who is?
AJ.
There's a ground ball to Evan. Evan goes across the field, makes a short hopper throw to Ian, and tough play for Ian. He doesn't come up with that one either. Now we're going to have runners at second and third, so that's going to go down as an E5.
We need to get that last out.
We'll get her. So now the Tigers have runners at second and third. Two outs. And that's going to bring Ryan Forkamp to the plate. Should be number two.
Number seven.
Number two.
It's number seven. Maybe a pinch.
Oh, hang on here a second. Nope. Try Forkamp. He's the catcher. Position number two.
RYGH.
Leaves. He jams him. It's going to go over his head. Benny's going to come up with a one hopper and fire over to first and get the out, and that's going to be out number three, and that should do it, folks. Tigers come up with no runs here in the top of the fifth inning. We got it in our book as 15-2. They got it on the scoreboard as 14-2, but that's going to be all, folks. Guys are coming out to shake hands. We'll take a quick break, pay some bills. We'll come back for a little quick post-game comments.
Back in a minute.
Electric power, we take it for granted until on. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.com.
All right, Bobby, we're back here. I'm trying to do a little recap here on the book. We didn't have a whole lot of hits. They helped us a bunch. And like you said earlier, they're a young ball club, and they'll get better as time goes on. Looking through our lineup here a little bit, Cade Wendell was 1 for 2. He walked a couple of times, scored a couple of times. Willie Hellman was 1 for 3. He scored a couple of times. Nick Twaits, Cassius Metzger combo, they scored a couple of times, walked a couple of times. Benny Homan, 3 for 4. He's my MVP tonight. He pitched to 8 batters, retired them all in a row. He was 3 for 4. He scored a couple of times. The Reese Rogers and Ian Homan combination. They scored a couple of times also. Walked a couple of times. Ethan Shane was 1 for 2. Scored a couple of times. Cody Shinneberry, 1 for 3. Evan Post was 0 for 3 this evening in the batting lineup. He was... And they also played third, struck out looking a couple times, and popped up to the third baseman. The Riley Post Joe Homan combination, they were walked a couple of times, and they scored a couple of times. The Indians, we got them as 15 runs. We ended up with 1, 2, 5, 6, 7 hits. A lot of walks. They
have 15 on the board now. So
they do have 15 on the board. Yep. Very good. For the Tigers, they scored their only 2 runs in the third inning. That's when Riley came in, had a little bit of control troubles. He walked the bases full. They got a ground.
There we're back.
No troubles. But anyhow.
You're on the air, I think.
Oh, very good. They picked up a couple of runs there in that third when Riley came in. Like I said, had a couple. Just walked the bases full, had some control issues, and away we went. So pretty well takes care of the game for the Tigers and the Indians. And Bobby, tomorrow night we got a big one with the Redskins, buddy.
Absolutely, we got a big one, buddy. And it's actually baseball starts now.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yep.
We rolled a 7-1 start here, and I tell you what, we talked about our record. You know, when we was driving to Columbus, and we had some tough ball games, and we didn't know how it was going to pan out, how things was going to go. Certainly not disappointed with a 7-1 start here. That's for sure.
And if you look at our schedule, Calpy, and down the line, and if you actually, this is it. This was our last cupcake. Nothing against San Junior. They're young. They're rebuilding.
Right.
We knew that they was going to. You know, they've struggled to win this year. But from here on out, if you look at it, St. Henry, New Bremen, South Adams, Alder, Shawnee, Versailles, Marion, Lehman, Rushi, Walpock.
Nonstop.
It's time.
Yeah, nonstop.
It's time. And I'm sure Coach Calp, and you know, you talked to Coach. And he's got to be happy where he's at right now. But like you said, we got stuff to work on yet.
I'm pretty sure he's out there telling the guys the exact same thing you just got done saying, Bob, is that, look, kind of our preseason, and we shouldn't say it like that, but we go to work tomorrow night.
That's right.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Congrats to Will Homan, broke the Indians record tonight.
That's right. Well, that's right. If you're just joining us here, we've got a record breaker tonight. Willie took around. We have no idea how many stolen bases he has, but we will know that by...
You betcha.
We'll know that by Thursday, I guess, or probably tomorrow night. We'll find out for sure. Bobby, are you helping?
Yeah, I'm going to help Rob Weaver tomorrow. PG-14 is doing a game because we're not allowed.
Yeah. So we'll maybe I'll sneak over. I want to come over and watch us anyway. Maybe I'll help you boys out. Perfect. And get on there for a little bit. One more thing here tonight. We got the Vores Racing Report here at 7 p.m. Be sure to tune in and listen to the Vores Racing Report with Dan Redmond and Corey Hensley. And Spencey said that Dan Redmond's on his way with Steve Vore heading down to Bristol for their front-wheel drive racing compact touring series. And that'll be I'm sure they'll be fired up to talk about that, and they'll even be more fired up when that's all said and done. But stay tuned for that. For Bobby and I and McSpence, we're going to bust a move out of here tonight, and we'll be on the air tomorrow night with WPGW. We'll be doing the game.
We will not be simulcasting that. We can't do that till at least after the 19th.
All right.
But it will be recorded and in the archives.
Very, very good. We'll listen to WPGW tomorrow night. If you want to listen to the Redskins Fort Recovery Indian game, better yet, hop in the old car and head on out there. We'll talk to you then.
The Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board is brought to you 3 times an hour throughout the day. We'll be right back.
Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.